Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking to hold the body today. And I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
welcome. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you to dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. We have a great show today. Today's topic is failure can produce success. Don't go anywhere. Put down that chicken sandwich and that potato salad. It's time for you to get some inspiration and motivation. Remember to check out my blog, dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey blogspot.com. And follow me on Twitter at CMrMotivator. Let's get started. Failure can produce success. Your attitude will determine your altitude. If you have any negative experiences, those things can hinder you from sailing into the sky, from moving into the horizon. You have to take note of your negative experiences and look at them in a positive way. Look at them and try to learn from them. Don't let your negative experiences paralyze you and cause you to not want to do anything. And don't let those negative experiences cause you to stop where you are in life. Don't let them hinder your growth. If you want to fly like the eagles, you have to be a positive thinker. You have to know that it's possible for you to spread your wings like the eagle and use your momentum to fly over situations, to fly above the storms, to fly above the challenges, the disasters of negative experiences that may have hindered you in some way. You have to have the attitude that says, hey, this happened to me, but I can dust myself off and I can move forward and pursue my goals and dreams. Another thing I think you need to look at that will help your attitude advance you so that you can determine your altitude in life is to develop a winning attitude. When you're winning, I mean the feeling of victory is just awesome. And every little thing that you do, learn to celebrate your victories. Even if it's a small victory, learn to do something to celebrate yourself or to motivate yourself. And acknowledge that small victory and then set some goals so that you can go for the next project and receive victory in that project. And as you begin to celebrate your successes, you're going to experience fulfillment and you will expect more successes in life. Another important thing we want to cover that relates to failure and how failure can produce success. Everyone makes mistakes. I want you to realize that, folks. No one in this life is perfect. We all miss the mark. There are things that I've done and I've missed it in life, and so have many other people. But you don't have to allow that to become a problem for you. You don't have to allow that to become a guilt or frustration or bitterness to come in as a result of you missing the mark. Just take what happened, reexamine it, and look at is there something that I could have done to improve that? Is there something that I could have done to make the situation better? And oftentimes we find that there's something that may have helped us to not get in that situation had we considered one little thing, one tiny thing that might have been overlooked. I want you to think about a baby or a toddler when they start walking. The toddler is trying to feel himself or herself through, and they want to move around, and they want to do what they see the other kids doing. And when they take that first step, sometimes it's a little shaky, and you can see them shaking, and it's kind of scary. And then they take that second step, and you see it's not quite as scary. And by the time they take the third and fourth step, the toddler realizes, I can do this, because that toddler is excited to be able to make a step, to do something that they're wanting to do. They see other children do it, and they see their big brothers and sisters doing it. And you have to be as excited as the toddler when they took their first step. And all of a sudden they started walking. That's the way we have to embrace our growth. And sometimes the toddler will fall down. But if the parent stays back and don't display emotions that the child is hurt or in danger, the toddler will look at the parent and they'll work and pick themselves back up off of the floor and they'll start walking again. But if the parent that's overreactive or too protective, they may look at that child and the look of disparity in that parent's face may cause that toddler to start crying. And the toddler will be okay. There won't be anything wrong with him. But because the parent overreacted and had the disparity in their face, it reminded the toddler that they made a mistake and that it could be detrimental. But once the toddler stops crying, the toddler will start right back over again, and he'll start moving his feet forward because that's how bad he wants to walk. And you have to have that same excitement, that same desire to want to achieve things in your life. And just because you've made one or two steps and maybe you've fallen down like the toddler, you can get back up and start over again. And it's not as bad oftentimes as we think it may be. Children display the same reactions when they make mistakes. And what we do to the children, we can reward them for bad behavior, or we can reward them for good behavior. And if you reward the children for good behavior, they're going to be motivated to want to do the right thing as opposed to doing the wrong thing. Sometimes, folks, we have to motivate ourselves so that we can get beyond this. The next thing I want you to think about, this is a method that most successful coaches and athletes, this is a method that they use all the time. And many of us use it. And I remember my coach telling me to use this same method when I was in school. The coach said, practice, 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 and practice. The more you practice something, the better you get. Folks, we have to rehearse. We have to practice. We have to work at getting past the failures. Practice allows you to improve. Practice allows you to internalize what you need to do. The practice also builds confidence. Practice also enables physical endurance and strength. We need physical endurance and strength in our bodies. Also, folks, we need it mentally. We need it mentally because mistakes can bombard us. And we have friends or relatives sometimes that come around and remind us about the mistakes or the failures that have hindered us in life. We have to get past these things. It reminds me of something I read, and it stated, if you want to succeed, you should strike out on new paths rather than travel the worn path of accepted success. That quote was by John D. Rockefeller, an industrialist and a philanthropist. That's what we have to do, folks. We have to look at the challenges and realize we can improve ourselves and we can move forward. We don't have to let those things bombard us. Another interesting thing that I came across, there was a passage that said, don't aspire to be like me, be better, shoot higher. I read that from Florence Griffith Joyner. She was a winner of 3 gold medals in the 1988 Olympics. We can't let failures stop us and cause us to not want to forge ahead. And Ms. Joyner simply was saying, if you work hard at it, I want you to go further than me. Isn't that what we want for ourselves? Isn't that what we want for our children? Failure can produce success if you're willing to not give up and to learn from your past failures so that you can forge speed ahead. Athletes experience failure, and sometimes victory is close, and athletes still miss the mark. And there is agony from defeat, but not from those that have developed a winning attitude. Those that have developed a winning attitude learn from their mistakes. And their attitude is, what did I do wrong, coach? Show me. Let's work on it. We're going to work on it and prepare for next season. And the athletes that have that type of attitude, the winning attitude, guess what? The next year or the next season, you see them in the Super Bowl. You see them with the championship ring because they took their failure and they corrected everything that they could and learned from it so that they could move ahead and experience success. You see, folks, failure can produce success if you look at failure as a learning process instead of looking at failure as something to torment your life or something to remind you that you're not good enough. If you look at failure and let it remind you that I'm not a winner, you will never get there. We look at the politicians sometimes who run for elections and they get defeated, but the ones that have a winning attitude study and they look at their mistakes. They want to know, where did I miss it? What can I do to fulfill the desires of the people that I want to represent? What can I do to make things better? So they learn from their mistakes and then they apply themselves and they're back in the race again. One example I think about is Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln ran for the Senate and he lost twice. He ran for other positions and he lost. But he had a winning attitude and he would reexamine himself and look at his mistakes. And guess what? One day he became President of the United States of America. It's up to you, folks. Practice, practice, practice. Take your failure and learn from it, put it behind you, and develop the winning attitude. And guess what? If you do those things, failure will produce success in your life. The next element I want to include in this process is rehabilitation. If we're in an accident or we've been stricken in some kind of way, oftentimes the doctors will put us in a place or an area where we can be rehabilitated. They put us in a division and they have trained professionals, trained nurses and doctors to help us do things that our bodies may not be able to do. They will have people that specialize in different areas of the body, and they'll give us certain exercises, and they'll have us to do things and retrain our bodies to respond. And by a series of persistence in doing these exercises and doing certain procedures over and over and over on a daily basis, the body begins to respond from the rehabilitation. And the person, before you know anything, they're walking again. They're talking. They're moving a part of their body that maybe they weren't able to move before they were placed in rehabilitation. Folks, sometimes failures can cripple us. They can paralyze us. But guess what? I heard someone say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Sometimes we have to reassess ourselves and not try to go beyond where we are, but start with where we are and move that particular part of the body or move in this particular area that we've experienced some failure in. Folks, failure can produce success if you look at it in a positive way instead of a negative way. Next, I want you to think about not giving up. Never give up. Regardless, everyone experiences failure. And so many times it's our friends or our loved ones that want us to give up. Maybe you've fallen off of your horse. You had a minor accident on your bicycle or your motorcycle. Are you going to allow the mistake or the temporary failure to cripple you from doing it again? The sooner you get back up on that horse, the sooner you get back on that bike, you will allow yourself to grow, and the confidence will be there. And then you can keep moving forward in life. But never give up just because you've experienced failure or a minor setback. Now, what can we do to help us move forward and to eliminate giving up and wanting to give up every time we do something? I've ran into so many quitters in life. These people were so close to achieving their dream, and they gave up. One thing that can help you turn your failure into success is to set goals. When you experience failure, set a goal. Write it down on paper what you want to achieve. And if you can figure out what the purpose of this goal is for you, how will this goal be beneficial to you? That will help you. And then on the same sheet of paper, write down your failures. What did you do? What happened? List your failures and list the obstacles that got in your way and caused you to fail. And on another sheet of paper, write down your solutions. Write down your strategies and think about the mistakes, what happened, and what you can do from a positive standpoint. What can you do that will turn that failure into a strategy or a strategic plan to move beyond that point? Step out all of your fears. You have to get rid of those fears. You have to fight the fears. The only thing that stands in your way from achieving that gold medal, from winning that victory, can sometimes be fear. When we fail, there is a fear that attacks us mentally. And this fear tells us not to do it again. This fear tells us to avoid the people that even remind us about this mistake. This fear dictates to us how we should live our lives. And the fear causes us to be limited. It causes us to not live a fulfilled, happy life. I know people who've been in car accidents, and some of them will tell you, I will never get in another automobile. I will never drive a car. I will stay at home. I will stay away from the highways. And I think it's so tragic that a fear can grip us and put us in that kind of predicament. I knew a young man who was in an accident on the freeway. And he was in the hospital for a few days, but he was okay. I mean, he ended up getting his health and his strength back. But The fear of the accident paralyzed this young man. The young man started back driving, but he would tell us, I will never get back on another freeway. And he would be late getting to his appointments, to his speaking engagements, because he would get maps and drive on the back roads. And he'd take the back road and go around and take detours, and he'd end up being an hour or 2 hours late getting to his speaking engagements and to his appointments because the fear paralyzed him, and he was afraid to get in his car and get back on the highway. Folks, don't let that be you. Don't let fear cripple you. Don't let fear paralyze you to the point that you think about the failure. You think about the situation, and you're stuck in a rut. Folks, learn from your failure. Learn from your mistakes. And look at it as, hey, maybe I was in an accident on the freeway, but next time maybe after looking at my situation, I'll be more cautious and I will remember not to drive as fast. Or maybe I'll remember to use my signal and be very cautious the next time I get on the freeway. And then you move forward with your life. Okay? A next important element we need to look at to help us conquer fear and allow that fear to produce success, you got to be persistent. You must be persistent and prudent in your life. And once you do those things, you use persistence and you're prudent, you can accomplish those goals. The last thing I would like to encourage you is to just compete with yourself. My college professor, Dr. Loreen Holmes, would always say, Dwight, at whatever you have the opportunity to be, and be professional. Believe in yourself. Don't let negative people predict your outcome. Well, folks, we're out of time. We'll be right back with more great shows next week. Tell your friends and your loved ones to tune in to the Mr. Motivator Show, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Time. Dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. Remember to check out my blog, DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com, and follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. Thank you. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you on the next show.